You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right field, backing up Castellanos to the track, near the wall, jumps, makes the catch, bangs into the wall, and he hangs on, and Nick Castellanos makes the catch at the fence, and the Phillies win the ball game. And you got to be kidding me the way baseball works out sometimes. Nick Castellanos in the game still in the ninth inning. And he makes the catch at the wall to end the game.
You couldn't have scripted that any better. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Phillies win last night. They are now just one game behind the Mets. Ranger, who we'll get to, was spectacular. Nick Castellanos back in the lineup. And the game ends with Castellanos in right field making a catch at the wall to save the game. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And happy Juneteenth to all that celebrate. It's Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. June 19th. Yes. Yeah. And Hugh, we got a lot to discuss today on the show. We're going to get to Ranger, who was great last night again. More on the Ace Bailey stuff. The Sixers would be fools. I mean, total fools to draft this kid right now. And our reaction to the latest couple names in the top 11, including who has been ridiculously omitted from the list. We'll see what Hugh says about all this coming up. But Hugh, we got to start with last night. And specifically, I need to talk to everyone out there, every one of you, that supported Rob Thompson a couple days ago. Supported Rob Thompson yesterday and the day before. Because what I heard yesterday was, the manager has to put his foot down. It's his clubhouse. The players can't run the clubhouse. And then what I saw last night was, the manager threw all that out the window. Look, the Phillies won last night, which is the most important thing. That's great. And Castellanos, great catch. And I saw him in the outfield in the ninth inning, and I said, oh, that's interesting. Because 2 days ago, the manager told everyone, including his outfielder, I don't want you on the field in late game situations. Mm. Late game, close, right? We're winning by a little bit, right? It's a close game. I have to take you off the field for defense because that's what's best for the team. Last night, late game, close. It became a game that came down to one catch at the end. And who's in right field? That was Nick Castellanos. So everything that Topper said the other night just flew out the window. And it worked. But this isn't only about results. It's about the process. And what I said yesterday was, I understand why Nick Castellanos was upset because the manager is not consistent. Mm. And everyone yesterday wanted to tell me, well, no, Joe, he's got to do this. Okay, well, then how come he didn't do it last night? I want to hear from everyone about last night's game and about what happened, because if you supported Topper removing Castellanos and then holding his ground when Castellanos barked back, then there's no reason Castellanos should have been on the field in the ninth inning last night. There's just not. Like, if we're using the same logic that Topper used a couple nights ago, then why is he on the field? I thought we have a new precedent now. Then now we're trying to win games. Now it's a new Topper. Now, no more wasting time. We got to get the best defensive outfielder on the field in the ninth inning. Then Nick Castellanos shouldn't have been out there. He made the play. I'm happy for him. I'm happy the Phillies won. But this is ridiculous. I mean, it was ridiculous he was out there last night because that's not the precedent the manager set a couple days ago. And if I'm Castellanos, although I know we found out he apologized, I'd feel vindicated. I would feel vindicated if I'm Nick. I would be like, listen, again, why did you take me out two nights ago? Do you trust me tonight but not then? I think you all should be, every one of you that supported Topper should be disappointed that he left him on the field the ninth inning, because now it shows there's no consistency and the players run the clubhouse. Hugh, what did you make of it last night? Castellanos trotting out to the field in the ninth.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say hello to I Told You So Joe. Because that's kind of what I felt today. You were.
I didn't say those words.
I mean, but it kind of feels like you're taking a victory lap.
No, what I'm doing is I'm asking the people that felt a certain way how they feel today.
And I was one of those people that felt a certain way. I'm twofold today, Joe.
Twofold Douglas. A little twofold Douglas today.
I'm surprised and disappointed at the same time because now to me, it makes you wonder, number one, what was exactly said. Mm-hmm. And was it really that egregious where you had to pull him? And when you talk about moments, similar moments to the one that he had the other night where he pulled him for his defense, and you left him out there, granted, he made a hell of a play.
Which is the most amazing part of all
this. Yeah, like, you kind of wonder, what was it? You know, now, I will say that there's something redeeming about the play that he made.
Absolutely.
In that moment, and Topper believes in him. But to your point, You should feel vindicated because you said it felt heavy-handed, and then you turn around and in the same moment, you put him back out there. But the saving grace in all of this is the fact that he did make the play.
Well, when the ball went off the batter's bat, the right-handed batter went the other way to right field, my first thought was, oh, no, it's gone, right? It's going to be a three-run home run. Then I'm like, oh, it's a big park. It's probably going to stay in. Is it going to hit off the wall? And then instantly I'm like, oh, my goodness, this game's coming down to Castellanos having to make a catch at the wall. And he did. Then he untucks the shirt, kind of looks around like, yeah, you doubted me.
Like in your face.
Yeah, in your face, Topper. I mean, that's what last night was. I mean, that's what it felt like last night with Castellanos at Topper. 215-592-9494. Look, I expected it. I said this yesterday. Like, do you really think he's not going to put him out there tonight? And I fully expected him to put him out there and to leave him on the field because Topper is not consistent. That's the issue right now. There's not a consistent, like, from the minute Topper became the manager, if he was pulling Castellanos and Turner for defense, I know Turner wasn't here the first year, but if he was pulling everyone late in the game to get his best defensive team on the field, then Nick would have no, you know, leg to stand on. Then that's how we do things around here. It's not how the Phillies do things. Now, you may think they should, and that's the better way to win games, and I'm with you deep down. Like, late in games, I think they should put the best defensive team on the field with the lead. Topper doesn't do that, though. So I understood why Castellanos was annoyed a couple nights ago, and now I'm just curious to hear from everyone out there that was like, yeah, go Topper! Well, what happened last night? Why did he leave him on the field in the ninth inning? That didn't make any sense, even though, yeah, it obviously worked. All right, let's hear from both Scott Fransky and Topper. Let's start with Topper. Before the game yesterday, what he had to say and saying he would do it again. Let's hear Topper.
Rob, we see Nick Castellanos back in your starting lineup tonight, as you said he would be. And I guess everything water under the bridge. Can we look at it that way?
Yeah, it's in the past. We're going to move forward. Nick's in there tonight, hitting fourth, and we'll go get him.
Do you anticipate more of the move you made the other night, taking him out for defense late in games?
Yeah, possibly. You know, it all depends on the situation and where his bat is coming in the lineup and the score and the game state and all that. But, yeah, it could happen.
Do you have a algorithm that tells you how many you need to be leading by and how far away his spot in the order needs to be to make a move like that?
Not really. I think it's just feel more than anything.
Okay, so two nights ago, we felt he had to come off the field for defense, and last night, we didn't feel he had to come off the field for defense. See, that's why a player gets upset. That's why a player is vindicated to be upset with, like, what? Why? Why are you pulling me out of the game tonight, but not this night? You know, Topper said it's water under the bridge, and it might be. Maybe for him it is. I wonder what Castellanos deep down feels, because we saw him last night, and he looked
The same.
He looked a little bit focused, yet at the same time annoyed. And maybe he'll channel that and play well. But if I had a guess, it's water under the bridge for Topper. Castellanos strikes me as a grudge guy. I think he's still bothered by the whole thing.
You know what? Initially, I thought that, but I think it's water under the bridge for him, too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Made a hell of a play in outfield.
Yep.
And Topper said something that cut, Joe, that I kind of agree with. It's the feel for the game. And sometimes, and the other night, not trying to make excuses for him, but the other night maybe he felt like in that moment that he needed to put another defender out there. And last night it wasn't the same case. And I understand. I do understand, and it does make you wonder what went into him doing it the first night.
Right.
But at the same time, he has his fingers on the pulse of this team. And it worked out for him. You know, when you talk about the outcome of the game and outcome of the last game, by leaving him in there and him making that play, it worked out for him. We got the win.
Yeah. Well,
so
they did.
You have to have – I'm not going to be too down on Topper. I am surprised that he did it because I thought that this was going to probably last a lot longer than it did. But I can't be too down on him for making the right decision in that moment.
Yeah,
because that's
even...
basically – I mean, because when you look at it, we did win the game.
Yeah, but I don't even know if it was the right decision.
You could wonder that.
Castellanos is not a very good defensive outfielder. Like, the other guys would have made the catch, I'm guessing, just the same as he did. Now, he did it, and I'm happy for him, and I'm happy the Phillies won the game. But I think if you were supporting him yesterday, you should be disappointed. Let's hear Scott Fransky about Topper saying maybe he wouldn't do the same move tonight, even though he did it two nights ago.
18th double of the season for Castellanos, who, of course, was benched yesterday, left out of the lineup, out of the game entirely after what happened on Monday night. Here's a swing and a dribbler that'll go foul up the line. Nick addressed it before batting practice yesterday with the writers, and it was rather brief. Said what he had to say. He had already talked to Rob Thompson on multiple occasions, including right after the game Monday night, as well as again on Tuesday. Castellanos did apologize to the manager for what was said and done on Monday night after he was taken out for defense. And Rob Thompson said today that he would not be taking him out tonight as the pitch is fouled away. When asked during his pregame media briefing, he said, would you continue to do that? He said, I'm not going to do it tonight. Pretty emphatically.
All right, so let's just hold on a second. If it's for the best for the team on Monday, but you won't do it tonight, what are we doing? So, like, Castellanos won because he got upset. He didn't get to come. I don't understand. What if Castellanos dropped that ball last night? Rob Thompson would have cost his team the game because he didn't want to upset him again? Like, if you want a disciplinarian in the dugout, you should be pissed off today. If everything you said yesterday was, this is the right move, Topper, take the team back. He gave it right back to the players last night. 215-592-9494. I really am curious today how everyone feels, because there was a lot of bravado in this town yesterday. Yeah, get him, Topper!
A lot of bravado.
Put him in his place! And then he was right back out there on the field last night. Kyle, how you feeling after Castellanos has himself quite a night last night?
Yeah, I feel like that whole like 12-minute rant was directed right at me.
You might as well have just been looking me dead in the eyes.
He's on a heater.
Well,
he's
like, I mean, talking to everyone.
Look, and you should savor this moment, Joe, because you were right yesterday.
Wow, I don't hear that on WIP very often.
And in another very rare moment, I was made to look like an ass.
Well, that's not
like
as rare.
A total idiot. I mean,
it all depends on who you ask.
Castellanos punked and emasculated Rob Thompson.
Damn, that's strong.
He did. I mean, that entire thing was a joke. That was the same exact scenario last night that Topper removed him for defense for the other night. Castellanos freaks out, and Rob Thompson all of a sudden is like, all right, fine, like I won't do it tonight. Like, what are we doing here? I was pumping up Topper because I thought he finally showed a backbone, and this was going to be like a change in the way that he manages, and like he is the authority figure in that clubhouse. And I mean, and Castellanos made him look like a total fool. I mean,
way to clean it up.
I mean, he did. And then, like, the way that he was acting last night, like, the almost, like, mopey attitude, the swinging at the first pitch every single at-bat, like, that whole thing was a joke. Like, Rob Thompson looks ridiculous right now. So I didn't understand it at all. I feel like a total moron. I feel backstabbed, heartbroken by the entire situation. Like, and I think you're right. Everybody that was with me yesterday saying that, like, this is great, good for Rob Thompson, should feel like a moron today.
Just because he made the catch doesn't change the idea, right? Like, the idea is two nights ago, he looked at his right fielder and he thought, I need better defense in the outfield late in the game. And that's, from a baseball perspective, Rob Thompson has nothing to apologize for that. He's right. You know, and we'll get into it, and someone close to Castellanos disagrees. But the numbers don't lie. I mean, Nick Castellanos is one of the worst defensive outfielders in baseball. Mm. He doesn't have great range. Now, when he gets to the ball, he typically catches it. He's kind of sure-handed. But he's a slow runner, and he's not a very good fielder. It's just and that's not even my opinion. Those are the facts. So, and Topper knows those facts. He has those numbers. And he has eyes, right? But he has eyes on every.
And he also has a feel for the game.
Right, but why would the feel be different? If you're a bad defensive outfielder, you're not bad on Monday and good on Wednesday. You're bad. I mean, you don't get better overnight. Like, so the feel for the game feels like luck to me, Hugh. He got lucky last night that Castellanos caught the ball. So if he dropped that ball, this town is losing its mind today.
No,
he caught the ball, so we're like,
but see,
it's okay. Everyone's happy.
But see, I think that's a part of the manager's job in trusting his players. And I also look at it like this. Maybe it was a thing where he sat Castellanos down to regroup, recharge, and refocus. Because you might look at it last night as him being mopey in the dugout.
He was.
Might have been laser focused.
Maybe.
Might have been focused on the task at hand, the fact that he got benched and he's trying to redeem himself. See, I'm disappointed in the way that it went down. I'm no question about that. But I don't have enough information to definitively say if it's one thing or another. That's the thing, because I've been in locker rooms and, you know, I've been in situations where, you know, in the heat of the battle, certain things happen. But at the end of the day, when you need a player, you have to go with that guy. So it might have been a little bit of that. Now, I totally agree with you when you say that the message looks weird, especially when you go out there. Now, this is where if I have an issue with what Topper did, is for you to go out there and say, regardless to whatever the situation is, he's in the game. Now, that, to your point, makes you look like, well, damn, okay, what was the point of you putting him down in the first place?
Yeah.
But Topper has a feel for this game, and he has a feel for these players. So I just think there's a lot more to this than we know for us to draw these certain conclusions.
Yeah,
it
just feels like, and I think we've all been there, you know, you're out with your kid and then
act a fool. fool in the store.
And they, you told them they could get ice cream, but they act a fool, and then you said, you know what, no ice cream now. And then they cry the whole ride home, and you got a choice to make. I mean, you got a choice.
Yeah, you
got
to get them some ice cream and make them quiet down or suck it up.
Or you got to put your foot down and say, no, we can't act like that. You don't get ice cream. Topper yesterday basically rolled up to the ice cream store and gave Castellanos a sundae. I mean, we can't, what are we doing last night?
Did he get sprinkles on that thing?
He got the
whole shebang.
Castellanos got everything he wanted on that ice cream last night. You saw that reaction after the game. 215-592-9494. What a catch. What a moment. A really nice win for the Phillies, who, by the way, are just one game behind the sliding Mets right now. If the Phillies win today and the Mets lose, which is obviously certainly possible, if not probable, the Phillies will be tied with the Mets when they come in here tomorrow. I mean, it's a big week for the Phillies. But this backdrop of the top, again, if you supported Topper yesterday, I need to know where you're at right now, because that guy, this backbone, I don't know where it went yesterday. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Big Head Joe Day.
No, Chris, it is. Let's air it out.
I told you so,
no,
Joe.
No, I didn't say. I never said the words. Never said
it. You have to say it, Joe. You're peacocking a little
no,
bit.
No, the only around. One that peacocks around here is you when the Eagles sign an offensive player or something. Go ahead, Chris.
Did you have to, like, slather some Vaseline on his head to get it to wedge the door there?
You know what's funny? When we were in the meeting, he kind of hit it very well, but when he cracked that mic, he went full on.
Well, I'm not going to do it twice. I mean, go ahead, Chris.
Joe, I want to address the situation here. I just cards for you. Joe, you're an idiot.
Okay.
He benched him because he acted like an ass, okay?
Yeah.
You seem to gloss over the point. I mean, you're peacocking around that, you know, you still want to build your house on sand. I can't help you for that. You're trying to justify everything off of Castellanos. Joe, pick a better horse to bet on.
Well, that's the horse. This is the race we're talking about. And Chris, he did act like an ass. I don't disagree. Why did he act like an ass? Because the manager suddenly, in the middle of a season, decided to change how he manages. And I understand why Castellanos is like, "What are you doing, man? When do we do this?"
See, that's where you're wrong. It's not that he didn't disagree with the manager. He acted like an ass.
Because the manager, impetuous. As impetuous as Castellanos was, the adult in the room is Topper. He acted impetuous. In the middle of the season, when we don't do this around here, and whether or not you and I agree they should do it, and I'm all for taking Castellanos off the field. He's not a good right fielder. I mean, like, I'm all for taking Turner off a shortstop late in games to put Sosa out there. I want to win. But when there's been something established, my stars get to play, my stars don't come off the field, then when you do it to a star, especially in his hometown, he's going to be pissed. And then for you to be a baby about it and bench him. And then, Chris, if you wanted me to support Topper, then Castellanos should have been off the field in the ninth inning last night. How is he on the field?
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
See, here's what happened. Castellanos was acting a fool because he was told by the manager that he didn't agree with because he didn't like it. Wait, now let's rewind.
Okay.
Lineups. We've seen Ranger sent to the bullpen, which he did not want to do, but he would do it. You've seen a lot of moves this year because Topper is making a lot of moves that he's never done before because he's trying to get this team over the top. And for the most part, the other players, Trey Turner being moved in the lineup, all these guys being moved in the lineup. Now, I think Trey needs to go to the outfield, but that's above his decision, above Topper.
I agree with that.
But all of this stuff is going on. Have we seen anyone else melt down to the point where Topper, as you're saying, soft-handed Topper, went to the extreme to bench him? And you keep acting like everything's so rigid. Oh, well, if he didn't do it this time, he should never do it. No, that's not how you do it. Just because you made a mistake in the past doesn't mean you keep making it. And he is a field guy. He will make a move.
Hold on. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. You just said if he made a mistake. So then that makes the player justified.
I'm talking about... You said he should have never done that because he's a player's guy.
If you supported the first one, should he have been on the field the ninth inning? Topper told everyone, including Castellanos, in front of his teammates, you're not one of my three best outfielders late in the game with a lead. And then two days later, he changed his mind.
No, and here's what happened, Joe. Okay. Here's what happened with that. You're using a bad analogy, but I'll stick with it. He took the ice cream from him. And then you're saying, oh, but then on the way home after you pitched a fifth, then he gave him the ice cream cone because he let him play last night. No. He said tonight he plays, which is one of 162, which was more like him saying they had a conversation and he said, you're a bad boy. You're not going to do that again. But as an offering of an olive branch, here's a spoonful of ice cream. That's all he gave him, was a spoonful. He didn't give him the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
So let's not act like, God.
That's a good analogy.
That's not a good analogy.
Yeah, Castellanos won. Castellanos didn't win.
Yes,
Castellanos got his wings clipped or got that chip knocked off.
Oh, yeah. He really looked like it last night.
Let me ask you guys a question. I asked the same question yesterday.
And can we all get along?
Tonight, on Friday against the Mets, do you think Castellanos coming out of the game late in the game for defense? Because if you say yes, you guys are all nuts. He's not taking him out anymore. It's over. It's over.
Make a bet with you. What do you want to bet, Joe? So I bet you it's going to happen again.
You talking about tonight or this course of the season?
So hold on. Ever again? Maybe. If he sucks out there and has three errors. No. The next time. You said last night they gave him a spoonful.
Was he ever removed for defensive replacement other than them making a lineup change? Very rarely ever.
Right. So why
this season, and it's going to happen. I'll make it easier for you, Joe. He's going to do it more than once.
Okay.
You want to take the bet?
I do want to take the bet.
We'll figure out the term. We'll let Kyle figure out.
Okay, we'll figure it out. You got it, Chris.
I had to do a chant on the way up, but we're not going to do that. I just yelled at you. That's good enough.
That is. This phone call was more than enough. All right, Chris, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. You guys are nuts. I mean, like, a spoonful ice cream. He took him to the ice cream place and let him get whatever he wanted yesterday.
I think there's a lot more to this than we know. I really do.
But I just got to react to what I know.
No, you're right, and you should, because I was disappointed in it, but. At the same time, you look at it and say, okay, what happened in this situation that warranted him to say what he said at the beginning, said he's not coming out, and what changed in that moment? Maybe Castellanos got what he was trying to say, and he's like, all right then, coach, I got you, or manager, or whatever they called each other.
Yeah, or the manager just went soft on us. I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? I mean, a couple nights ago, he takes him off the field for defense. Castellanos barks back. He benches him. All right, everyone supports Rob Thompson. He shouldn't have been on the field last night. I mean, I know he made the catch, and that's wonderful. But if the manager's logic is his logic, Castellanos is not one of his best three defensive outfielders late in the game with a lead. Where do you come down? If you support it, I really want to hear from you if you supported Topper 2 days ago, because feels like he cowered. He said it before the game. He wouldn't take him off the field for defense. What are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. The Phillies win. Reaction to Castellanos. We got to go through the whole night. We had the whole Castellanos experience. Pre-game, post-game, in-game.
Castellanos.
After the game with more people close to him chiming in. We got a lot going on here. We got Phillies tickets to give away. Phillies Padres on July 1st. We'll play some Hughes Clues coming up on the Midday Show. Well, I don't know about yay. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, shades, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.